Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
2 weeks today will be the first day of the Sexted tour, which is terribly exciting.
3 weeks today?
2 weeks today.
Oh, is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. Hello and welcome to our Friday episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in and extra bits that have been going on and down. And how our advice went down with you. Our G and Divas. I've got to start the episode by saying...
Yes.
Now, you know I'm not a fussy eater at all.
No.
I'll have oat in this mouth.
Yes. You don't care.
But the one thing that I do not like...
Yeah.
...is onions.
Oh.
Now, I...
But you don't... Is it raw onions?
It's mainly raw onions. I can... I've got better with onions that are cooked, but I hate raw onions. So, like, on a sandwich or onions on
but
a salad.
But can I ask...
Raw onions on a pizza. Oh.
I don't see that very often.
Well, you do. And okay. I've just ordered some avocado, poached egg on toast, and they had onions in the avocado, raw red onions. And I've just ate it. I've just eaten it because I was starving and I hate onions, especially red raw onions. And now my breath stinks of onions. So I just wanted to start the episode with that.
Oh, thank you. So nothing raw in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'll have oat in it, but I don't do raw. Also, at the time of recording,
yes,
this time tomorrow,
yeah,
we'll be in our holiday cottages. We're going cottaging, aren't we?
Yes, we're
going
to be hard at it, writing the tour.
Yeah.
Or finishing writing the tour, we should say. Mm. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be lovely to go away.
It'd be nice, but we still got to work.
During the day.
So we're going away for our writer's weekend. Mm. And we're going to... We've written the tour. Like, it's there, and we've been...
Yes, we have.
We have.
Hmm.
And we're just going to finalise it this weekend.
Yeah, and sort of work out what everyone's wearing.
Also, in our post-show meeting today, Stuart, I would like to bring up the fact that it's where we have a little meeting at the end, how Williams managed to swindle the biggest cottage for rehearsals purposes, which is an absolute swizz.
I think it's... They allocate them based on... Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Which is why you're in that small little shed.
Basically, yeah. I'm in the bloody doghouse, literally. So I'd like to bring that up and guest list as well.
Oh, please. For God's sake.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, I nearly threw my phone out of the taxi window the other day, the amount of text I was getting about guest list. So...
But the great thing is, Jordan, and this is a lovely segue, is that there are a finite amount of seats for guest list. And if they can't, they can always go to their local cinema on the 14th of May and watch it there.
Yeah.
So they won't miss out.
Yeah, that's true.
So the countdown is very much on. 2 weeks today will be the first day of the Sexted tour, which is terribly exciting.
3 weeks today?
2 weeks today.
Oh, is it 2 weeks? Three. It's 3 weeks today.
2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Is it in a fortnight? Are you joking?
Yeah.
Can I just ask, and I'm asking this with some trepidation, have you got it in your diary?
Yeah, but is it 2 weeks away? Oh, Jesus. I don't even know what I'm going to wear.
Whereas over on this side of the table, all my outfits are sorted. I'm even now...
Outfits?
Yeah, because it's act one, act two. And
you've got two outfits?
Yes.
For the tour?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Two different pairs of shoes. And I'm now accessorizing with brooches. I ordered 5 different brooches yesterday.
Of course you did.
Costume jewellery.
Oh, God.
I think it'd be quite fun.
Anyway, we've also got some news, haven't we?
Do we?
For next week.
Well, if you call it news, do you want to tell them?
So after jet setting off to the other side of the world for 3 months and completely abandoning us, producer Ben's back next week. Put a tumbleweed sound effect in here, please.
Well, you've done it now.
So all you Gene Divas who have missed him will be happy to know that you'll hear his dulcet tones, and it says here, unmistakable laughter and catchphrase once again on Tuesday's episode.
So make sure you all tune out for that.
Yeah.
If you are coming along to the live show, back to that, or if you're coming to see us in a cinema, we can't wait for it now. We are very excited.
Yeah, and lots of you have been getting in touch to join William's Cinema Register. Do you want to tell us a bit about this?
Yes. Well, lots of people, it's just a roll call of who's going where, so we know. If they're going to cinemas all over Britain and some parts of Europe as well. We've got some of our continental Gene Divas.
Okay.
So hello to Anne. She says, hi, William and Jordan. I'm so excited to say I'll be watching you from Berlin.
Ah, Verstand durch Technik.
Yes. I did German GCSE, but I cannot pronounce this. Herzlich Grüße aus Deutschland.
Excuse me, let me do this. Heilsgung Grüße aus Deutschland. Which I believe is greetings from Germany.
Yes, it does say there that in brackets there. To my favourite Brits, Anne continues, and Mark has got in touch to say he couldn't believe his local cinema in Amsterdam is broadcasting us from the Palladium as well.
Oh, Mark, we'll see you and your clogs there, pal. Except we're getting borderline offensive now.
And if you're listening to us in Germany or the Netherlands, then G and Divas Unite. You can get involved, come and see us on the big screen.
No, genuinely, to our European G and Divas. Ooh, European.
Yes.
Thank you. That does mean a lot that you're coming to see us.
We have numerous friends in the European community. It's a Hyacinth reference, don't worry. actually, talking of European community, you and I the other day, we were filming for James Martin's Saturday Kitchen.
Yeah.
And as they do on that program, which was great fun to do, there were other chefs, including a French chef. And Jordan, not realizing or not quite clocking from the accent that Richard was French.
I thought it was from Kent.
Goes, oh, the great thing is, James, if you're on TV and you say you got to go to France, you got to go to France, you got to film it. On radio, if you just want to be in France, you just play hello, hello. Right in front of a French person.
Is that excuse me, I am here.
I did then ask him what his favourite LOLO character was, and he did have an answer to it. So, you know, they love that comedy too.
So, good morning in to all our G&D was in France. Good morning. What is it, good morning?
I heard a shit outside your window. Wando.
A shit outside your window. How did they get away with that?
I don't know.
Anyway, we also have had some more official G&D cinema partners in the UK. So thanks to everyone, all these wonderful cinemas who are not only showing Sexted, but they will be giving you the D.
Have you ever had the D in a cinema?
I can't say I have.
No. Well, you can't go to any of these following cinemas because you're going to be on the stage, but you could go to the Forum Cinema in Hexham.
The Regal Stowmarket.
The Roxy Cinema in Ulverston.
The Abbeygate Cinema in Bury St. Edmunds. It's posh Bury St. Edmunds.
Yes, I believe so. The City Screen Picture House in York.
My birthplace. And Pennystone Paramount Cinema in Pennystone. Or Peniston? Pennystone?
Peniston, probably.
Sorry, yes. Peniston.
Anyway, all the details, sextedmyboss.com/cinema. Other piece of admin, you asked about your colonic, and if you had Guinness the night before in Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
If that would have any effect on poor old Helen, the hydrotherapist at the Complete Health Clinic. And Helen has got back in touch, as I knew she would. It'll just make it very dark, what comes out. That was the answer.
Right, tell our meter halfway. I'll stick... I'll stick to the Guinness, but I won't have any black sambucas.
Okay. She will be delighted.
Make you halfway. Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah. She didn't say meet you halfway. No, that's what you said.
Am I really getting a colonic?
Colonic, yes.
Are we filming it?
Well, Not in great detail, no. We might film it from a distance.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go on to the responses. This one is from Kat in Liverpool. Hello, boys. I've been making my way through your back catalogue, and I'm currently up to the weekend release episode Erica's Foot. I know it well. Jordan had just come back from filming Saturday Night Takeaway in Florida, and William joked that any TV show Jordan appears on is cancelled shortly after. So hello to James Martin. I couldn't help but have a real giggle at the coincidence that the Saturday Night Takeaway had their last ever episode, or at least for a good while, a couple of weeks ago. Is that proof that William is always right? Is Jordan a TV curse? Is it really all Jordan's fault that Ant and Dec are taking a break from the show after 22 years? All the best, Kat.
Yeah, a lot of shows I've been off don't get renewed, do
they? No.
That's quite worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing any more documentaries?
I've been asked to.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you investigating, potentially?
Apparently there's an illegal black market for chloronics. So it's just reminding me, I've been asked to be on the wheel.
Oh.
I thought I'd been banned.
Well, I'm glad you're back on it.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop that back in. I need to see. I think, yeah.
Good. What's your special subject?
I don't know yet. It'll be you.
Well, Michael, one of the topics was Michael McIntyre.
Oh. What was yours now? How many have you had?
Etiquette.
Is it always etiquette?
No, I did Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay.
It was for a Christmas special.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But it kind of doesn't matter because whatever your topic is, it doesn't really land on you anyway.
Mm. Well, it can do. Mine did once.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Well, well done you.
Okay. I'd like mine to be radio again.
Yes.
That'd be a good one.
Or it could be one series of television programmes, one hit wonders.
That could work.
Hair transplants.
I've not had an air transplant.
No, I know you haven't.
Those but comments were
hope
very...
that wheel doesn't go as fast as that speedboat down the Thames. You're screwed.
I'll have some good airspray. Right, go on, do the next one.
Yes, this is from Lynn in High Wycombe, who has got in touch. Dear William and Jordan, your episode about dogging, not a sex podcast, reminded me of the time my husband and I were sitting around the table with friends and my elderly mother-in-law, aged 90 at the time. We were talking about going on a race day to Ascot when my mother-in-law piped up saying, Morris and I spend nearly every weekend dogging back in the day. The table fell silent before bursting into a fit of laughter. My husband was hurriedly trying to tell his mum that she mustn't say that. She was looking very confused at our reaction until we explained that they went dog racing, not dogging.
Oh...
It's a world apart.
Dog race, is that the...
It's like hounds, I guess. Greyhounds? Whippets?
Right, this was back in the days. So don't say I've changed, right?
And I don't. Is that mean, a nice night's entertainment for you?
I don't mean any offence, but I've been to dog races, greyhound racing. What do they call it?
Yeah, greyhound racing.
Greyhound, what do they call it? Dog races?
Night of the Dogs.
Night of the Dogs. Rough. That wasn't meant to be a joke. Like, it is... Like, it is rough. That wasn't meant to be a joke. It was very funny, but it wasn't. Like,
I'm yeah. just backing away from this potential cliff.
Like, I, you know, I love going to horses on a Friday.
Like, do you?
Not every Friday.
I've never known you go to the horses on a Friday.
No, but I like going to the horse races, and I do a lot of gigs at horse races and stuff. I love it, but
are you
race.
Trying to get more gigs?
Not
is
all.
That why you're saying this?
There's probably people listening, and it's I'm backtracking. Just the one I went to. Phew. Yeah, it was an eye-opener.
Right. Okay. Mm. Is it because Chris Stark went to the races and DJed that, and you're now trying to get in on that?
I've DJed loads of races, gobshite.
Which ones? I've never known
loads.
You.
Loads. I did one.
Name one.
I did one in the summer. And
where?
Was it Aintree?
Chester,
thank you.
I did know
races.
You did Chester races.
And John Barnes come out and rapped halfway through my set. You got to get yourself. I've got video proof if you don't believe
okay.
me. I can get it up if you don't believe me. Because that did happen.
Okay. No, you don't need to get it
I've
up for me.
Done Cheltenham as well, but not actual Marvel. Probably Cheltenham. But...
Okay. This is from Lee, L-E-I-G-H. Hi, William and Jordan. I wanted to get in touch about the dilemma about people having partners with the same name as other family members. My name is Lee, and when I first met my boyfriend a couple of years ago, it transpired that his family had a fat ginger cat, also called Lee. His dad turned around and said, oh, look, you now have two pussies with the same name. And it hasn't left my brain since. Much love, Lee.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, that's interesting.
Could you go out with another William?
Yeah.
Could you be married to a James?
Well, it's hard to imagine being married to anyone but Mikey.
I know, but just say Mikey was called James, would that bother you?
No.
No. A Brian.
Maybe. But you see, I don't call my father Brian. So he's just father. So I don't know if that would be as weird.
Yeah, but screaming out his name, it might be a bit weird.
You don't have to scream out their name.
Okay.
You might not be able to. This is from Phil from Warrington.
Oh, yeah, very good.
I was talking to you on your level. Hi, both. The awkwardness around the anal flushing appointment on Jordan's calendar reminded me of the time I was in the process of buying a new car. The salesperson had connected my phone's Bluetooth with the vehicle's CarPlay without me realising. The car had a nifty calendar app showing your appointments for the week, and unfortunately, the words smudge anal appeared in my appointments on the car's display screen. What the hell is smudge anal?
You've got to be so careful with Bluetooth, especially on your car as well. Yeah. Uber drivers all the time. You get in, they've got porn up on their screen. They do.
What?
So if an Uber driver's been watching porn...
Is that on Uber XXX?
You're on fire today, young
Thank
man.
You.
So Uber drivers, if they're watching porn on the phone, and then you get in and you see it on the screen sometime.
I just don't look at their screens.
No one like you, I speak to drivers.
I speak to drivers?
No, you don't. You have that setting on your phone where it says, don't speak to me.
Anyway, continuing from Phil from Warrington, after a long awkward silence, I eventually explained that my dog, Smudge, was having her anal glands expressed at the vet. Okay.
Ugh.
He seemed dubious. I still bought the car, though. Phil from Warrington.
Do you have to milk dogs, don't you? The glands.
Do you?
Yeah. But just be careful, Phil in Warrington, with Bluetooth speakers. In cars, in the house. Happened to my brother in lockdown.
Yes, I think I remember this story.
He was at his in-laws.
Upstairs, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was staying at his in-laws for lockdown, and he went upstairs for a bit of alone time.
Yeah.
And his phone was still connected to the family Bluetooth speaker downstairs. Oh, that'll be good to bring up at wedding, actually. For wedding speech, I've been struggling for ideas. But I'm not saying which brother it is.
No, just the one getting married.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Well, that's lovely. I can't wait to go cottaging with you, as you say. It's going to be great fun.
We're going away.
Very productive.
Weekend. Yeah.
Hopefully the G&D divas will be able to see the results of our productivity in just a couple of weeks' time.
Are you sure it's 2 weeks?
Yes,
away?
We are now going to, Stuart has just checked, we're just in a minute now, when we finish recording, we will get your phone and just check it's in there.
It's in there, it's fine. But I just didn't realise it was 2 weeks away. Remember, if you want to get in touch about something that isn't a dilemma or a problem, maybe it's a quip or a funny story.
Yes, or maybe it's not, maybe it's a tearjerker.
Drop into our DMs or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, please do get back in touch. We'll speak to you on Tuesday when producer Benny's back.
Yay!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.